Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Boston Red Sox were losers last night, Jones. 2-1 final score. But they are back at it tonight against the Sacramento Athletics. 6:45 first pitch, 5:45 first pitch, or I'm sorry, pregame on WEEI. On the mound tonight, one-time Hoss of the Week, one-time Dork Podcast guest, Lucas Giolito. 10-4 with a 3.31 ERA. Sox are -160 on the money line. They're going up against a pitcher named Mason Barnett, who has an ERA north of 8.
I'd feel good about that, yeah. But then the guys they're facing last, I'm like, they're going to knock around Springer. No, which I guess they kind of, or Springs rather. I guess they kind of did, but they got hits and scoring runs.
Oh, right.
Then that Spence dude came into the middle of the game. Hollywood
Spence?
Yeah, wasn't that his name?
Yeah, it was.
Spence dude.
Hollywood
Spence,
Hollywood dude. Hogan came in at the end of the game. I'm like, pitching from the sky.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who are these pitchers?
Yeah, it's too much.
And they didn't get any knocks off them, so I don't know how I feel about that. -160, I guess, makes me feel a little better.
I think that's what it was last night, too.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The current season series with the A's, 2-2.
Not good
with
enough.
Two more to go.
And the bullpen blew it in two of them. One, I agreed with Cora. Go to Chapman in Sacramento. That one was sound decision making.
Makes sense.
Last night, not so much.
Guardians, we're keeping an eye on the Guardians. They're in action against the Tigers tonight. It'll be Gavin Williams, who's been pretty good for the Guardians, against Jack Flaherty.
Okay.
Who is a Scooble tomorrow. Scoobs.
Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag!
Congratulations are in order to Antonio Gibson, who was named the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Oh, good for him. Nice.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Grab bag.
Patrick Mahomes is 30 years old today. The Kansas City Chiefs quarterback is celebrating his 30th birthday.
Not to measure up what he's accomplished by age 30 versus what Brady's done at age 30. But
I thought you were going to say you or me.
No, I was
30, what have I had accomplished?
Take one body of work by age 30, Mahomes or Brady?
Oh, Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Yeah, because Brady didn't really start to get some of those individual honors till a little bit later.
This is not, many people have pointed this out. Mahomes has now reached the difficult portion where you got to keep doing it after 30.
Yes.
So far, he has been step for step, maybe even a half step ahead of Tom Brady to this point. The trick is continuing to do it.
Yeah, I think so. And it's funny, though, too, when you look at the AFC and you're like, all these quarterbacks, like 30's the old guy. Like of like the elite ones, right? Yep. Like Burrow and Allen and Lamar and even Herbert. I mean, we would love to throw in like a Drake May or something, but like those top tier guys, Mahomes at 30 is the oldest one, which is pretty crazy.
Just call my name and
grab bag.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Jones, Justin Fields officially out this Sunday for the Jets against the Bucs. They are going to go with Tyrod Taylor.
Ooh.
The T-Mobile. Back in there.
Now, fortunately,
excited
if you're
about
a
that?
Fields owner in fantasy like me, you have options other than Tyrod Taylor, but
not great ones out there.
No.
Okay, but he's out.
Yeah, we should probably tell people now, you and I, so to probably stay away from this, we were doing some fantasy football during the break.
Have you officially done this?
Yeah, I had to. We're both going with Sam Darnold.
Hell
in separate
yeah.
leagues, obviously. We're going with Sam Darnold.
Let's ride. That feels good.
The dangerous game.
That feels good.
It is.
Get Sam Darnold at home against the Saints.
At home against the Saints.
Mac Jones just lit him up.
Good point.
Let's ride.
Oh, I feel great about it now.
Yeah, I talked you into it.
Stay away.
How about that?
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
We got an update on Packers wide receiver Jalen Reed.
Jaden Reed.
Yeah. That's what he said. He tweeted out, successful foot and clavicle surgery. Thank you, God.
So he
foot and clavicle surgery.
He tweeted that out.
He tweeted, successful foot and clavicle surgery. Thank God.
So prayer
more,
emoji.
He also had an Instagram Live where he said that they're going to the chip, and he was very on painkillers.
Oh.
Okay, well.
I missed that.
Who amongst us?
But more injury info from him than we've gotten on Gonzalez.
Right. Did we have the update on Gonzalez?
Oh,
did
yeah.
we share this? No, we didn't share this. Again, this was us discussing it earlier in the break. He was asked if he had a setback. Let me get the direct quote here.
I have it if you want it.
Phil Perry, I see him. He said, quote, I ain't speaking on that.
That's
end quote.
We've been there.
I can go to the next question.
That sounds familiar.
We get it, guys. We get what that's like.
We understand getting stoned. Try 10 questions with him. Try 10 random
questions. Try 10 of them. Do you think I even asked him 10 questions today?
Nope. So I'd say, regardless of what he said, and he said, I ain't speaking on that if he had any setbacks. He said, it's been very challenging to be out for so long, but I'm focused on the here and now. Will he play on Sunday? I'm focused on today. That's a sampling of what he's saying, and he just spoke moments ago. Mm-hmm. The fact that he's speaking to me is a good sign.
Take it back on my-
Okay.
Right? Like the fact that he's just made available
and coupled with
what Vrabel said.
That's great.
I'd say all of that is pretty good stuff.
I wouldn't put all my money on this Sunday, but I'd put it all that it's in the next 2 weeks.
Do you think it's easy for us to say we're not down there? Do you think he should have been, and perhaps he was, I haven't seen every question asked. Do you think he should have been asked anything about a contract?
Probably should have been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
Do you think he was?
I think
they asked him about Travion Henderson holding? They're like, hey, by the way, we noticed rookie running back Travion Henderson.
That was worth asking. I don't know if anybody asked that down.
Probably
there,
not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Grab bag.
Bruins camp underway. Don Sweeney spoke earlier today. Said David Pastrnak's not going to be out there the first couple of days, but he should be good to go next. He's dealing with some tendonitis.
Oh.
Should be full tilt next week.
Oh, so he put a timeline on that.
On a scale of 1 to 85, how excited are the people you think about the Bruins' upcoming season?
Ooh.
Yeah. 85 being the most excited, 1 being not excited at all.
Well, I think the closer we get to the puck dropping, maybe a little bit more, but 3?
A 3?
Yeah,
out of 85?
Do you think people are excited for
people
the Bruins?
People won't shut up about the Bruins. No, I honestly haven't really heard. People are down. The two news items were, I guess, one main news item. Was like, oh, yeah, like at the golf tournament. Like, yeah, we don't even have a captain.
No captain.
Like, you don't have a captain? Like, you have Pastrnak or McAvoy. Pick one.
I'm not telling you people won't watch the game. People watch the games once they get
people
going.
I'm
not saying nobody cares necessarily, but no one's excited for what they're about to go through, I don't think.
No. Well, I was blown away by...
I didn't hear your answer. I said 3.
4. So more excited than you, certainly.
Outflanked again.
This is one where, like, there's just... I was blown away when we were looking up the odds. Their chances to miss the playoffs is, like, Vegas is so dead set on them not being good at all this year. And I'm like, I think they have more of a puncher's chance. Like, I would have altered the odds. Or buying opportunity.
We actually haven't done that yet.
Buying opportunity.
But I'll say, if the biggest headline, you just said it, the biggest headline of the offseason is they don't have a captain.
Don't have a captain.
Like, that's hard to get too amped up for.
And Pastrnak has tendonitis.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, they lost again.
Yeah.
They lost again, and it was another brutal loss because they're going up against this team, the Arizona Diamondbacks. You got a 6-5 win over the Giants. Devers was back as the designated hitter last night, where he went 1-for-4, did score a run, struck out in another loss. So updating the National League wild card standings, which is an absolute dogfight. The Mets, they've now won 2 in a row after their brutal stretch.
Yeah, they won comfortably last night. Yeah.
They have a 1.5-game lead over the Snakes. And then the Mets have a 3-game lead on both the Reds and the Giants. The Giants have lost 4 in a row, kind of playing themselves out of this.
They are back to under 500 on the year.
Mm-hmm.
They are 34-45 with Devers, who's now hitting .239 as a member of the Giants. He does have 16 homers.
Grab bag.
All right, Jones, it's time now to crown the best baseball performer from Tuesday, September 16th. Was it Dominic Canzone?
Yes. That's the one. Yes.
It has to be. Five for five? 3 home runs, 4 RBI, 4 runs scored?
Come on.
Or? Carter Jensen? 3 for 4, 2 home runs, 3 RBI, 3 runs?
I thought about him.
Cal Rally, the big dumper.
Yep.
2 home runs. He was 3 for 5, 2 home runs, 3 RBI, 3 runs scored. He now has 56 home runs on the season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to talk MVP or player of the year sort of thing, fine, but not of the night.
Judge is still going to win that.
Maybe. No, I'm just saying.
Rally is 56. Schwarber is 53. Otani is 50.
Yeah.
Judge still has time. I guess so does Suarez if he goes crazy. Suarez is 45. Judge is 48. More nominees, though, for player of the night.
Yeah, please. I think we already decided.
Michael Bush. Keep going.
Yeah, uh-huh.
3 for 4, socked a dinger.
Nice.
Chris Sale, 8 scoreless with 9 Ks.
Huh.
Or Michael McGreevy, 7 scoreless with 6 Ks.
7!
Thank you.
Pretty nice.
You're going to go with the 5 for 5.
Canzone
home runs
is the answer. He's the 4th player in baseball to do that this year. 5 hits and 3 homers.
Wait, the 4th?
Yes.
Cal Raleigh.
I think Kenny Suarez is one of them.
Neither.
No.
2 A's
did it. Is this a trivia?
2 A's did it.
Kurtz did it. Yeah, Kurtz definitely did it. Oh, and Rooker?
No.
Was it Soderstrom?
Nope. Langoliers.
Shea Langoliers did that?
And Florida Marlin Kyle Stowers.
Kyle Stowers?
Yeah, it's really not that impressive of a list when you hear it. He's only the 4th player this year to do that, yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, we're talking about a 2-time All-Star today. Also a guy who finished 4th in the Rookie of the Year voting when he broke into the majors. He was a pitcher for Oakland, St. Louis, the Mets, Angels, and Rays. And he was a right-handed closer.
Right-handed closer.
All-Star seasons with one with Oakland and one with St. Louis.
Jason Isringhausen?
He got it!
Nice.
How about that? Jason Isringhausen.
Who were their big prospects? It was Izzy Pulse and somebody else. I remember that. Bill Pulsiver? Is that his name?
Oh, Bill
Jason
Pulsiver.
Isringhausen. The Mets had like 3 pitching prospects. It was Izzy Pulse and somebody else. I don't remember who they were.
Yeah. He was traded by the Mets with Greg McMichael to the A's for Billy Taylor.
Oh.
Yeah. He was one of those, like, that was something that the A's would do. Remember, he was one of the many, like, pump-and-dump closers. Like, Billy Koch.
Exactly. Yeah. So he, he was kind of a failed starter and only a good reliever, or was he ever a good starter?
I don't think he was ever a good starter.
He was just he was a failed prospect as a starter with the Mets that they have converted into a reliever and ended up being pretty good. He was good in St. Louis, too.
So his, in 1995, where he got Rookie of the Year votes, he only made 14 appearances, but they're all starts, and he had a 2.81 ERA. So I think they thought he was a starter. Then they later converted him. He had a 47-save season in 04 with St. Louis.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good.
He was on the other side in 04 of the World Series?
Yes.
Did not even realize that.
Yep. In 07.
Okay. Huh. Huh. I know you said Rookie of the Year votes for an A. Oh, I guess he wasn't an A at the time, but played for the A's. You see the first baseman for the A's last night? Or first base coach?
Bobby Crosby?
Bobby Crosby.
Oh, he was with the A's, I thought, when he won.
No, he was. I was saying Isringhausen was.
Oh, yes, yeah, Bobby Crosby.
Yeah.
Did you notice the same thing I noticed?
Well, I noticed
something.
What were
you going to say?
I was going to say
it looked like he ate Bobby Crosby, is what I was going to say.
We noticed the same thing. Yeah, I was like, right. I looked, I'm like.
Just being observed. I'm just trying to paint the picture.
Guy says he's Crosby. He looks older and he doesn't look as. He looks further removed from his playing days than I would have guessed for someone like Bobby Crosby.
No. So, but that's what's unfair, I think, about making the coaches wear the uniform, especially when that same player wore that same uniform 20 years ago.
He switched his number. I noticed he was 7 as a player. He's 8 last night, I think.
Yeah.
But
so I'm coaching him up at first base.
7!
Looked like there were 2 Bobby Crosbys out there.
Yeah, coach, you have any advice? He's like, yeah, don't even get off the back. Just stand on the back. Just wait for somebody to drive you in.
I think Bobby Crosby's been a random ball player, right? I think
he probably.
I think
fits
he came
the
up
criteria.
At one point in time. Yes,
he was very good. He was Rookie of the Year, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so there you go. That is a random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.